Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to talk about oil, and oil was all over the news last year, and you heard about different kinds of oil coming off shelves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then we got some bad news late last year when, you know, the courts didn't really find those people guilty. They didn't find them responsible. They got off. They were off the hook, and I think a lot of people weren't very happy about that. How is our food supposed to be safe if these guys don't get punished?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked at the verdict or the judgment that the trial ended up with. Not guilty? Seriously? Mm. Yeah, they need to get these guys. You know, they could have hurt a lot of people, made a lot of people really sick. It's just so bad. I want to put them in prison.
Well, I can't really say anything because these guys got off, which means maybe they're more powerful than...
maybe they know somebody.
Institutions, so I don't want to say anything bad about them, or they might send somebody over here.
Oh, to get ya?
Cut my throat or something like that. So I don't want to take any chances here.
He's kidding.
I hope I'm kidding.
I hope you're kidding.
In any case, this is our News Digest unit, and we're talking about outrage at gutter oil not guilty verdict.
Mm.
Okay, we'll talk about what that means in just a couple of seconds, but right now, we're going to read our entire article right now. Consumers were left indignant when food company Dingxin's former chairman Wei Ying-chun and other managers were found not guilty of breaking food safety laws. The Zhonghua District Court ruled that there was insufficient evidence to prove the oil Dingxin sold had been tainted. This was a huge disappointment for the general public, who wished to see Dingxin punished for its involvement in the 2013-2014 cooking oil scandal. The scandal made headlines for months. Several companies were found to have sold oil tainted with recycled oil, animal-grade oil, and other contaminants. Dingxin was investigated, and Wei stepped down as chairman. Products were pulled from the shelves as consumers boycotted items sold by Dingxin and its subsidiary companies. Yet despite the seemingly certain guilt of the defendants, the court ruled in their favor. Although other people involved with the scandal have been fined or jailed, the public wanted Wei to admit responsibility too. There was widespread disbelief at the decision, along with condemnation of the presiding judge and Taiwan's judicial system in general. Blame was cast in various directions, while consumer groups, schools, and universities said they planned to continue the boycott against Dingxin. Various experts have given their opinions on the case. Some blame the prosecutors, saying they hadn't compiled enough evidence to support the charges they were bringing. Others called for a reform of the food safety laws, which only tested certain aspects of the finished products, not the raw materials. It remains to be seen whether lawmakers will learn from the experience and create both better standards and stricter punishments for those who put profits ahead of consumers' health and safety.
Okay, folks, let's take a look at the title because we have a couple of vocabulary words there. Outrage. Outrage here is a noun. If you feel outraged or you are talking about someone's outrage, you're talking about someone who is so furious, so angry, so upset about something. They're extremely angry. It's a reaction to something. So there's outrage at gutter oil, not guilty verdict. Notice here in the title, we don't have perfect grammar because in newspapers, the headlines often leave out, what do we call them?
Smaller, less important words?
Well, no, I'm thinking of
articles.
Guanzi. I'm thinking of the Chinese guanzi. Sometimes we leave out those articles because they're actually limited by space. So this isn't a complete sentence. There is a missing word. Outrage at the gutter oil, not guilty verdict is probably what you would write if you're writing a complete sentence. So gutter oil, what is a gutter? I think of a gutter as a really dirty place, kind of like a trough or maybe something where water runs through it, but it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say someone grew up in the gutter or he's from the gutter, it means his background is really poor, probably didn't have good education opportunities. It's just not a good thing. So if someone has gutter language, they swear a lot. They're not classy. So we use gutter to describe something that's kind of dirty and old and poor quality.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, of course, we're referring to really bad oil that people were using and had been using for a very long time. And finally, somebody figured it out. And, again, we're talking about a non-guilty verdict.
Mm.
A verdict is the decision of a court as to whether somebody is guilty of the crime or innocent of the crime or not guilty. So, yes, they'll ask members of the jury, how do you find the defendant? We find the defendant guilty. Guilty as charged. But in this case, it was a not guilty verdict. They are home free. They don't have to be in jail. They can go home and live a life of religious fulfillment.
Can you believe that?
Mm.
I heard about it, and I was really kind of shocked. I thought for sure they'd be guilty. Well, let's talk about this case here. Consumers were left indignant when the food company Ding Xin, their former chairman, Wei, and other managers were found not guilty of breaking food safety laws. Let's talk about why this might have happened, okay? But first, before we do that, let's take a look at this word, indignant. If you're indignant, you're furious because something unfair just happened. Have you ever been indignant, Tom?
Sure. You're kind of outraged, basically, especially if something was unfair. You might feel indignant. I felt indignant when Bill got the promotion, and I didn't. I had been working at the company for 20 years. He was just there for just 2 months, and he got the promotion, and I didn't. I was outraged. I was indignant. So here, consumers were indignant when the chairman, Wei Ying-chung, the former chairman, actually, was found not guilty of breaking food safety laws, not just to him, but also other managers at this particular company. I don't really know the total details of this case. I think there were more than one company involved.
Yeah. Notice here in the first sentence, guys, don't let this confuse you. Our writer has written a sentence, consumers were left indignant. It just means that was the resulting feeling that they had when they heard the verdict. But you could also just write this sentence, consumers were indignant.
Hmm.
You don't have to even use that left. So it just means that that was the resulting feeling they had after they found out the verdict. Now, the Zhonghua District Court, that's where the case was tried, was in this court in Zhonghua. They ruled that there was insufficient evidence to prove the oil Ding Xin sold had been tainted. Well, you know what? If you go to trial, if you're in the court, you have to prove beyond reasonable doubt. You have to have good, strong evidence in order to prove that someone's guilty. Otherwise, you're not going to get that guilty verdict. Notice we never say they're innocent. We say they're not guilty because sometimes they still are guilty, but we didn't have enough evidence. If something's insufficient, you don't have enough. So maybe some people we can blame for this. We'll keep going and see who might be responsible for this not guilty verdict.
Yeah, this is a technicality, but indeed, if the prosecution does not do its job, the court has no choice but to let them off and find them not guilty of the crime. They said there was insufficient evidence. They just didn't have enough proof that made them guilty of this crime or could prove that they were guilty. It says here they didn't have enough evidence to prove the oil that Ding Xin sold had been tainted.
Mm.
Tainted just means something has been added to it to make it actually worse.
Yeah, poisonous, dirty, something like that. This was a huge disappointment for the general public. We're all part of the general public. We wish to see Ding Xin punished for its involvement in the 2013-2014 cooking oil scandal. If you know of a story where someone has done something really bad, we call it a scandal, especially when you've done something that's either illegal or morally bad, maybe taking money, taking a bribe, or maybe having an affair with somebody but you're already married. That's a scandal. So it's an event that people generally regard as either legally wrong or morally wrong, and people are upset about it, and they gossip about it, and they talk about it.
And they continue to talk about it. And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the news story kind of loses its luster. You know, it's just not as exciting anymore. So these companies just go back to their old practices and nobody says anything again.
Yeah.
I'm still worried about the oil that I'm buying from shelves in supermarkets here. But in any case, let's move on now to the next paragraph. It says, the scandal made headlines for months.
Mm-hmm.
We have a phrase here, made headlines. That's the past tense of make headlines. That just means it becomes news. The headline, of course, is the main script on a front page or on the front page of a newspaper that gives you the feature story. That's also sometimes called the banner headline if it's a really big story and it covers the entire front page. But in this case, headlines can be anything that is a major story in a newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Several companies were found to have sold tainted oil or oil tainted with recycled oil. So it wasn't fresh, new oil. They were also using recycled oil, which is really kind of gross, and also animal-grade oil.
Ugh.
Grade here means level or quality. So it was a quality suitable for animals, but not humans. So usually human-grade oil is a much higher quality.
Mm.
And other contaminants. A contaminant is something that is added to something else that makes it either poisonous or dirty. It's no longer clean or pure.
That contaminates something or pollutes it.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed, that's why this scandal made headlines. And what do you say we take a break right now? It's
okay.
About midway through our lesson, and we'll continue talking about this in just a couple of seconds.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第13单元 News Digest. 我们要看什么样的新闻呢？今天的新闻可能大家都会觉得有一点难过，有一点不解，这是跟黑心油有关。这个标题里头有一个字，我们先来看 Verdict.Verdict 在法律上来说，它就是指判决。那提到判决，当然你可以说一个人 guilty 或者是 not guilty。 not guilty 就是无罪。换句话说，有关于黑心油事件，鼎鑫集团他们被判无罪。那这个判决究竟让大家会做什么样的反思，还有什么看法呢？好，文章里面他就先把这个新闻事件跟大家再说明一遍。这个跟鼎鑫集团有关，负责人叫魏应冲，魏应冲先生，然后还有其他的这些管理的人呢 were found not guilty。 在英文里面我们常常用被动来说一个人有罪无罪，所以说 a person is found guilty 就是他有罪， A person is found not guilty 就是他无罪。这个被动的语气跟说法要特别注意。接下来他又说到了判决的机构是彰化的地方法院。彰化地方法院他裁定说是没有足够的证据可以来判他们有罪的。这边有一个重点，我们用到 evidence 的时候要记得evidence 这个字，证据事实上是不可数名词的，所以注意到了这里的 there was， 它是用单数的 was， there was insufficient evidence。 虽然我们感觉好像证据是一样两样三样，可是 evidence 其实也可以当抽象观念的证据，不可数。再来下面说到了鼎鑫他卖的油啊，他有受到污染。我们先看到这个部分提到 the oil 鼎鑫 sold had been tainted。 在这里要注意到的是时态的问题。我们常在看一个句子哦，它的时态到底你要选择现在是现在完成式、过去式、过去完成式，这理由是什么？像这个地方我们知道我们叙述这个新闻事件是的确有发生的，那所以整个时间它会用过去式。可是如果说到有没有被污染，这个时间点跟它卖 sold 这个过去式来看，这两个时间是一个对照性的啊。它有没有在卖之前是受污染的呢？所以这个问题可以看得出来，这两个对照之下你用的应该就是过去完成式。接下来我们看到第二段里面他就说到了这个 scandal， 这是一个丑闻，已经占了好几个月的头条新闻了。很多公司卖的油后来也被发现都怎么样，都用了回收油啦、饲料油啦、其他的污染等等。我们看到这句话里面句型比较特别的就是 被动的地方。像这边谈到 several companies were found to have sold oil tainted with recycled oil. 这个 tainted, 它为什么用 PP? 当然是表示它卖的油是被污染，所以你用的其实是一个分词片语，用过去分词。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about tainted oil, or this outrage that the、public had at gutter oil not guilty verdict. Okay, so we left off when we talked about、this particular scandal and how it made headlines for many months. And several companies sold tainted oil, animal-grade oil, recycled oil, and they also had other contaminants in the oil. And Ding Xin was investigated, and Wei steps down as chairman.、Mm-hmm. So they were investigated.、some government organization that takes care of these things sent people over, and they looked around the factory, and maybe they looked at computer records、mm-hmm. or they took some oil samples and stuff like that.、if you investigate something, that means you look for information in order to find out about some sort of crime or some kind of incident. You're trying to figure out the truth.
You sure are. So it says Wei stepped down. Remember, he was the chairman, the former chairman. If you step down, it means you resign from an official position. Sometimes you step down because you were caught doing something and you're being investigated like he was.Sometimes maybe you're sick or ill and you need to step down or resign. Here it doesn't mean he was fired, but he was probably forced to resign. Mm. I have no doubt about that. So products were also pulled from the shelves. If you pull something from a shelf, it means you take it off the shelf in different stores so consumers can no longer buy them, usually because there's a problem with the product. That product might make you sick. There might be something in it that can damage or hurt people. So stores will take those products off the shelves and no longer sell them.
And, of course, they were pulling them from the shelves because consumers boycotted items sold by Ding Xin and also its subsidiary companies. So this is a big company. Subsidiary companies are just companies that are a part of a larger company. I can't really think of any examples offhand here, but in any case, maybe、Lexus, for example, is a subsidiary of Toyota. Or maybe Chrysler is a subsidiary of、Daimler Chrysler, or did they sell that?Again, I don't know,
but I think your first example was right.、Mm. Okay, so if you boycott something, you say, hey, we're not going to buy this. Everybody, stop buying it. And usually you get a huge group of people to agree not to go buy something. Or, for example, I know that、there was a movie that came out last year, and the director of the movie had said some bad things about policemen in the States. And so cops or policemen decided to boycott his movie.Boycotting works, actually, because it puts pressure on a company to change what they're doing. So consumers, that's us guys, we said, hey, we're not going to buy anything that's sold by、Ding Xin anymore or any of its subsidiary companies.
Indeed, and maybe they started buying stuff from、more reputable companies.、Mm. I can't really mention names here, but、okay. we figured out one particular company that、actually so far seems pretty clean, and so we tried to buy our products from that particular company.
Oh, had you guys been buying oil from、Ding Xin before?、
Not that I know of. I'm
I
not
never
really、
have.
Sure. I'd have to check on that, but、I don't do much cooking myself. You
yeah,
know,
that's
we、
right.
kind of always eat
you
out.
You guys so, go out.、Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe we've been consuming this oil all along, and we're going to die very soon.
Yeah, because you know? A lot of restaurants and these vendors that we go and buy food、mm. from, they've probably used
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
But in any case, here we're going to move on now to the next paragraph. It says, yet, still, despite the seemingly certain guilt of the defendants, the court ruled in their favor. So despite, even though it seemed that they were certainly guilty, Most people thought, yeah, it's, you know, they're going to find him guilty, no problem. How can they get out of that? The evidence is overwhelming.
Yeah.
So everybody, of course, was quite shocked when those defendants were found not guilty. The court ruled in their favor. In their favor means it was something that they wanted.
Yeah, you're showing some sort of preference or approval for somebody else. So the court ruled in their favor. Although other people involved with the scandal have been fined or jailed. If you're fined, you have to pay some money as punishment for something you did wrong. Jailed means they put you in jail. The public wanted Wei, the chairman, who was the top dog, you could say. They wanted him to admit responsibility, too.
Confess his crimes.
Yeah, no kidding.
I guess he never did. Mm. He probably just said something like, well, it's not my fault. You know, somebody else was taking care of that.
Yeah.
That wasn't my department. You know, why should you point the finger at me? You're being real mean and stuff like that. So, yes, indeed, they kind of wanted him to admit responsibility, and I guess he didn't. Mm. And there was widespread disbelief at the decision. They couldn't believe that they could be found not guilty. And there was condemnation of the presiding judge. Mm. Condemnation means somebody is condemned, or people say that they disapprove or they completely disapprove of what that person said or what that person did. I highly condemn your actions. You did the wrong thing here. This was the presiding judge.
Presiding.
Presiding, right. Mm. The judge who was in charge of the court at the time.
Yeah, he was in charge. He had the authority to rule. They weren't happy with him and Taiwan's judicial system. Your judicial system, guys, is just your system of courts. People weren't happy with any of these things, so blame was cast in various directions. Oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. Oh, yeah, it's his fault, too. Mm. So you're casting or directing blame in different directions. While consumer groups and schools and universities, people like us, we're just regular, the general public and consumers, they said they were going to continue to boycott against Ding Xin, any of their products that weren't going to buy them.
Yeah, and I guess there's some certain food companies as well that make milk and stuff. We're supposed to boycott them as well.
Mm.
I'm losing track of all these companies.
Hard to keep track.
Yeah, it sounds to me that the best thing to do is just simply not eat anything and you'll be okay. Maybe you'll live longer if you fast instead of eating bad food from all these companies.
Then you starve to death.
But yeah. I'd like to remain optimistic and think there are some companies out there who do want to produce nice products.
Who are honest.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're honest and don't just want to make a quick buck and then run away to mainland China. Well, here in the final paragraph, it says, various experts have given their opinions on the case. So we've got different people. Some blame the prosecutors. A prosecutor, of course, is somebody who's trying to find somebody guilty. And, yes, they said that they did not compile or collect enough evidence to support the charges.
Uh-huh.
Charges here are accusations.
Yeah.
You have charges in the court, and you need to prove them. And, yeah, they might have a point here. Maybe they just were lazy or not professional. They just did not present a very good case. That's one possibility.
Sometimes that happens. It's true. Others called for a reform of the food safety laws. Sometimes you can't get a conviction or get a guilty verdict because the law, the way it's written, isn't clear enough. I was just talking to someone about this yesterday. So maybe they need to work on how the food safety laws are written, and that's up to your legislative yuan to take care of. So if you reform something, guys, it just means you make changes in something. It can be something social or political or economic even, so it improves it. So reforming something would mean you're making changes that will make it better than before.
And, of course, those safety laws in the past only tested certain aspects of the finished products.
Mm.
They just looked at them after they were manufactured, the finished product, and they did not look at the raw materials, the things you use to make the products in the first place, like the plants themselves, the seeds, and all that stuff.
The ingredients, huh?
Exactly, the stuff
yeah.
you need to actually make the product. And it remains to be seen whether lawmakers will learn from the experience and create both better standards and stricter punishments for those who put profits ahead of consumers' health and safety. Basically, this is just telling us, we don't really know this. It remains to be seen. We'll have to wait and see if lawmakers will actually do something about this, whether they learned from their mistakes and whether they decide to have these strict punishments. And these are punishments for people who just want to make money. They put profits before safety. They put profits ahead of consumers' health and safety. But as I said, I'm sure there are still some good apples out there who do care about the health and safety of their customers.
Someone who cares about you is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
我们继续来看这一篇文章，谈到黑心油，他们的货品下架，然后法院定他们无罪。不过，接下来这里就说了 ，despite the seemingly certain guilt of the defendants， 先看这一半 ，despite。要注意到它是一个介系词，我们中文翻成尽管，可是如果用 despite 后面一定要接名词或者是 ving， 所以看到了这后面接的并不是句子哦，它提到看似有罪 ，similarly 好像是似乎是有罪，这并不是句子啊。接下来后面说到法院呢的裁定是对他们有利的，那虽然说其他涉案的人有些人就被罚款喽，有些人就入狱了，可是民众的想法是他们认为魏应冲应该要承担责任，也应该要被判罪，所以大家对这个判决有存疑。那后面他就说到了这个之外呢，除了存疑之外，他还谴责了审判长跟整体的台湾司法体制。这个句子非常的长哦，不过我们如果看下来，句构上要了解的是 along with， 这个 along with 它其实只是一个介系词片语，所以介系词片语后面接的还是只是一串的名词。那这边包括了 the presiding judge， 所谓的审判长，还包括了 judicial system， 司法体制。大家都在抵制鼎新集团的食品，那很多专家也都发表意见。不过这个谈到发表意见，有些人是这么说，有些人又是那么说。那我们这边用到的一组字就是 some others。 我们看到这一段里面的 some 跟 others 这种组合一定要特别注意哦。如果你并没有特殊的指定某一个范围内某一群的人或事物，那其实 some 接下来的就不需要写 the others， 你并没有特指某一群，没有一个特定的对象，所以 some 另外一部分的 others 是不需要加定冠词的，这两个对照性要特别注意。因此有些人指责检方，那认为说他们没有收集到足够的证据来支持他们提出的指控，那另外一些人呢 others 他们就说应该要改变我们现在的法律，要改革食安法。这是我们今天的讲解，谢谢大家。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Please join us again next time for another edition of our program, and hopefully all of us can eat healthy food and we can continue to study English until the end of time. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.